Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly you're comparing yourself to everyone else? Or maybe you find yourself getting caught in a cycle of negativity, like it's a black hole sucking up your good vibes? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're diving deep into the impact social media has on our mental health, and trust me, it's time to have an honest conversation about this stuff. Because here's the deal. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, and even learning. But let's face it, it can also be a breeding ground for anxiety, comparison, and FOMO. That fear of missing out, which can leave us feeling constantly inadequate. Ever felt like your life isn't as exciting or successful as everyone else's on Instagram? Or maybe you've spent hours scrolling through perfectly curated feeds, only to feel more down about your own reality? That's the power social media has. It can distort our perceptions and leave us feeling anything but thriving. So, how do we navigate this digital world without losing ourselves in the noise? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your mental well-being. 1. Recognize the illusion. First things first, remember that what you see online is often a carefully crafted highlight reel, not reality. People tend to showcase their best moments and achievements, leaving out the struggles, the messy parts, and the everyday grind. It's like comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's movie trailer. It's just not fair. So, don't let those curated feeds fool you into thinking everyone else has it figured out. 2. Curate your feed. You have the power to choose what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, comparison, or anxiety. Instead, seek out content that inspires you, motivates you, and aligns with your values. Fill your feed with positivity, learning, and genuine connections. Think of it like a garden. You want to cultivate growth and beauty, not weeds. 3. Set boundaries. Social media can be addictive, so it's crucial to set boundaries. Schedule specific times for checking your feeds instead of constantly refreshing throughout the day. Put your phone down during meals, conversations, and activities that require your full attention. Remember, life happens offline too. Don't let social media steal your precious time and energy. 4. Practice mindfulness. When you do engage with social media, try to be present and mindful. Notice how certain content makes you feel. If something starts to trigger negative emotions, take a step back. Don't get caught in the vortex of comparison or negativity. Focus on the positive aspects of your life and cultivate gratitude for what you have. 5. Seek support. If you're struggling with social media's impact on your mental health, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional guidance from a therapist. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and taking care of your mental well-being is essential. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented young woman who loves photography. She spends hours scrolling through Instagram, admiring the stunning photos of other photographers. But instead of feeling inspired, she starts comparing herself to them, doubting her own abilities and feeling inadequate. Her confidence takes a hit, and she even begins to avoid sharing her own work online. This is a common scenario, isn't it? Social media can amplify our insecurities and make us question our worth. But here's the thing, Sarah's talent is unique, just like yours. Remember that comparison is the thief of joy. It steals our focus from our own path and distracts us from celebrating our individual strengths. So, let's recap. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's important to use it consciously and intentionally. Recognize the illusion, curate your feed, set boundaries, practice mindfulness, and seek support when needed. Remember, you are in control of your online experience. Make it a positive one that empowers you to thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to navigate social media and protect your mental well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join our conversation on Instagram and Twitter. And remember, keep crushing it. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.